Okay. At this time, we're going to get an academic presentation. Professor Arya Razvar, Chair of the University Senate's Academic Affairs and Research Committee, will give the faculty presentation. Welcome, Professor Razvar.
Good morning. On behalf of the University Senate Conference and the Academic Affairs Committee, Research Committee, I'd like to thank you for this opportunity to talk about a very important pillar of our university system, and that is teaching and pedagogy, and what we're doing systematically to enhance teaching for the public good across the system. In this presentation, we're going to highlight a number of projects that are happening across the system. At the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, we have the Center for Innovative Teaching and Learning. This is one of the few centers across the country that actually are dedicated to improving teaching and learning at higher ed. The UIUC Center for Innovation in Teaching and Learning provides rich and creative learning environments, training and assistance programs, personalized support for students and teachers, teaching evaluations and outcome assessment, as well as support for online courses and programs. Recently, UIC has joined this elite company by also hiring its first executive director, Dr. Erin Sanders O'Leary, who comes from UCLA, and she has a long track record of creating an institution for Center of Learning at the University of California, Los Angeles. And at UIC, she will be implementing a similar type of program to help collaborate, inspire, and support transformation of teaching and learning in higher ed. These centers build on teaching excellence at the colleges as well, because there's a lot of initiatives that are happening within the colleges on their own. But these centers will help consolidate that and institutionalize the development of teaching and learning across the system. At UI Springfield, UI Springfield has been at the cutting edge of online development since 1998. There's a number of centers there dedicated to improving online learning. The Center for Online Learning Research and Service, Colors, as well as Faculty Development Resource Office. This is all in the context of an economy that you're well aware of that is rapidly transforming. And as you know, computing jobs span the economy and go way beyond just the computer science field. And according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, 3.8 million people in the U.S. work in computing occupations. Yet change the equation finds that more than twice as many, 7.7 million Americans, say that they use computers in complex ways in their jobs, and many of these are non-STEM fields. The majority of schools, however, do not teach computer science. And for us to solve this problem, we have to be proactive in transforming K-12 education. In this regard, UIUC and the College of Ed have partnered to create a CS endorsement program for teachers already in service. It's the second one in the state after ISU and NEIU. And also, we are the first one to create a CS licensure program for pre-service teachers. So this is one of the most proactive ways in which we are addressing this very important problem. The other innovation at Urbana-Champaign is the CS plus X blended degrees at UIUC, and hopefully Rob can also add to this program. This is integrating computer science across all the different disciplines across the campus. It teaches concepts from both fields, computer science and all the different fields, with both in the humanities and in the sciences, prepares careers in both fields, prepares Illinois to lead in computer science across all the fields like anthropology, crop science, statistics, and you can see the whole array of fields up there.
And just to clarify, these are not just joint degrees, they're blended degrees. And what that means is that they're training people in core concepts in both computer science and the cognate field in ways that will allow our students to access the changing economy and get jobs in both kinds of fields. They're quite innovative. They're hard to produce. I think Stanford has been trying to do it, hasn't quite gotten off the ground, but I think these are some very innovative programs that can help address some of the economic changes in the state.
Building on that, as you know, the online platform is becoming more and more relevant as we speak. Expanding access online is a critical innovation that the UI system as a whole is taking a leadership in. I wanted to highlight here the IMBA program at Urbana-Champaign. Promotes affordable access at scale, removes obstacles to lifelong learning, includes wide array of students, creates broad opportunities and potential model for other programs. And this is one of our cutting edge programs. Rob, you want to add something to this?
Yeah, just briefly, this just started last fall. We have 2,800 students already. I believe 47 states, 140 countries. It's removed obstacles to lifelong learning rooted in scheduling problems or geography. There are even students in China because of the coronavirus who can't come back but are able to continue working in these fields. So as we move to online learning and teaching, this is a model that other units might use. We have it's just one example, but it's one that we're quite proud of.
Moving on, at UIC, we have three new healthcare simulation centers to report on, which are also very cutting edge, in the College of Medicine, in the College of Nursing, as well as in the College of Pharmacy. These centers all in all allow for opportunities for students to learn real life situations in these advanced simulation labs. At UI Springfield, we have addressing environmental issues. There's a number of projects here that are examples of the River Restoration and Conservation Project, the Environmental Education in Action, as well as the Confluence Lab. All of these are projects and programs institutionally designed to be ecologically responsive and address the issue of global warming and climate change. So these are just a number of the excellent things that we're doing institutionally, and I wanted to just reiterate the fact that typically in most research universities, research is a priority, but this is what we're doing institutionally to address teaching and pedagogy and teaching excellence across the system, something that is very unique and also very important for us to be at the forefront and hopefully helps us enhance these different areas of teaching, public engagement, excellence, and innovation.
I have one. Yeah, and just to, I mean, this of course is obvious to us all, but teaching is one of the core products that we offer our communities in addition to research and service. And so this presentation is really meant to inform you of a range of examples of programs and developments that are occurring to show how committed we are to blending excellence, innovation, and public engagement to make sure that we're on the cutting edge and are making sure that that product is excellent in every way.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for the professors? Wonderful. Thank you very much.